Chapter 11. From Mary's Envelopes to Vera's Ribbons. The Family Gives Back. The Trinqueros' upbringing in the early days at Sutter Home, trying to make ends meet and stay afloat, probably contributed more to the development of family and corporate values than any single event, including the boom of White Zinfandel. Mary Trinquero had set an early example, saving what money she could in an envelope designated for charity. Even in the family's poorest hour, they understood that others had less. By 1998, the Trinqueros had been in Napa Valley for 50 years, and only during the last 20 of those had they enjoyed a comfortable level of success. They did not take their good fortune lightly, and the act of giving back to the community became a way of staying connected to their roots. "Our dad went through the Depression when he didn't have two dimes to rub together," says Roger. "And Mom used to save the tips money from his pockets just to pay the bills. They always believed in making the best of today because you never knew what would happen tomorrow. We have a little bit of that mentality." The Trinqueros didn't name buildings for themselves or donate to flashy causes, but today most Napa Valley residents understand the family's quiet and substantial generosity. However, the offices behind the Main Street facility have never been open to the public, so only employees can see and appreciate that the organization is running out of wall space to hang the incredible number of thank you plaques, framed congressional decrees, honorary doctorates, awards of industry appreciation, and every other conceivable expression of gratitude. As the company has experienced increasing success over the years, so the philanthropic gifts of the Trinquero family and their company have also only increased. They have contributed millions to Napa Valley and to St. Helena in particular. Just a few of the projects they have funded include the building of a daycare, two Boys and Girls Club buildings in St. Helena and Calistoga, a university building, and a surgical wing, and the donation of thousands of acres of land to be preserved as public recreational areas for everyone to enjoy. Most recent, in 2017, Trinquero Family Estates contributed $2 million to the construction of a new Napa clinic, Olay Health, which provides care for the region's most vulnerable communities, including seniors, low-income households, veterans, and farm workers. Vera's legendary generosity. Vera, as her brothers, sons, and everyone else who knew her will tell you, was especially generous. In addition to directing the company's corporate donations, she made personal donations to national and local charities. Children's causes were a special favorite, and she made sure that local sports programs, scouts programs, and the Boys and Girls Clubs were all well supported. She liked to help animals, too, through St. Helena's We Care Animal Rescue and others. "I've sat up at night trying to figure out how to take it with me," she once said with a touch of her characteristic humor, "and I can't come up with any way, so I might as well do something with it while I'm here." In 1995, Vera was named Woman of the Year by the California State Senate for her outstanding commitment to children in the community, and for making many programs and events for kids and adults possible by her countless generous contributions. She even turned her own misfortune into a chance to help others. In 2001, Vera was diagnosed with breast cancer. After she'd had the operation, her sons remember how the doctor presented her with an information card about a women's counseling group that provided support for cancer survivors grappling with issues such as a loss of self-esteem and poor body image after a mastectomy. Vera handed the card right back. "Hey, Doc, Mel Gibson stopped calling 5 years ago. I don't need this." She took up the battle against breast cancer with a passion, using her family's new wealth and her own personal resources as a weapon. That year, Sutter Home donated $100,000 to sponsor the City of Hope's Walk for Hope against breast cancer. The company also began a program of awareness ongoing today that includes using bright pink corks in more than 3 million bottles of White Zinfandel, emblazoned with the familiar pink ribbon symbol of breast cancer awareness and the slogan, Sutter Home for Hope. Bottlenecker tags explain how consumers can get involved, and when women send bottleneckers back to Sutter Home, they receive a City of Hope pink ribbon pin and information about how to do a breast self-exam. That was just the beginning. Since 2001, donations have come through in large and small amounts, and today the cancer charity, inspired by the indomitable spirit of the late Vera Trinquero Torres, has raised more than $1 million for breast cancer research and awareness. Tony, Vera's son, remembers asking his mother when he was a kid, "What would you do if you had $1 million?" This was when Vera still worked in the law office, long before she'd seen even a fraction of that kind of money. She answered that she'd buy her mother-in-law a new home to live in, and she'd take care of Mary, her sister-in-law and best friend, and her other family members. "She got to do all of that," says Tony. "Everything she wanted to do for the family and for others, too. She gave to the church, to after-school programs, to breast cancer awareness, to children, to animals. She tried to take on the whole community."